It's time for Radio Real Estate with Mike Kent. Sponsored by Windermere Real Estate, Bank of the Pacific, Linden Sheet Metal, and Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Real Estate. This is Mike Kent on a pretty pleasant Saturday morning. It's going to be a great 4 or 5 days ahead of us as we move in closer to the Memorial Day parade next week. We're going to talk a little bit about that after our first break. And first off, I want to run down the numbers for Whatcom County Real Estate for the last 7 days. And the inventory remains flat. That's the best way I can describe it. We have had 85 additional homes, single-family residential homes, come onto the market in the last week throughout Whatcom County, while at the same time we had 86 homes go under contract. So the inventory has not changed. The average price of the homes, about $260 per square foot. Those that have entered the market, the average price of the homes that received accepted offers, about $260 a square foot. Interestingly enough, on the way in this morning, I heard a news story out of Seattle, and the average price now in Seattle, $800,000, folks. So that wave is coming our direction. We'll talk a little bit more about that perhaps later in the show. I've got a lot of trivia. I'm also going to be joined by our government affairs director and our executive officer, Mr. Perry Eskridge, for the Whatcom County Association of Realtors. He's going to join us towards the bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk to him about a very, very special event coming up that we would like your participation on. And speaking of special events, I'm going to let everyone know, mark your calendars for Tuesday for the county council meeting at 7 p.m. because we are going to take up the golf cart ordinance in Birch Bay. Maybe that's Freudian. In Birch Bay, and that's where they're going to introduce the opportunity to drive a golf cart as a mode of transportation in all the areas of Birch Bay that are 25 miles per hour. They'll be allowed only during daylight hours if they have seat belts, reflectors, licensed drivers, and all the safety things that the RCW that already exists in the Washington State and Sheriff's Office and whatnot requires. So if you have a feeling on that, whether you're for it or against it, County Council Tuesday night, they're going to make a decision. But first off, we're going to be joined momentarily by the good folks with the Memorial Day Parade. It's going to take place this next Saturday. We're going to get an update, and we're also going to learn a little bit about flag etiquette. And we're going to hear from Maria Dahl and also U.S. Marine Corps League Representative Mac McMaster, and how fitting, being that it's Armed Services Day. We'll be right back.
Believe it or not, mortgage rates have dropped recently, so it may be time to buy a home or consider refinancing to lower your payments on your current home. A variety of loan programs are available, offering terms, rates, and down payment options to fit most budgets. You can even apply for your loan directly online. Just go to bankofthepacific.com or give your local branch a call to set an appointment. Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417-480. All loans are subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions apply.
Are you looking for a subcompact tractor with massive working potential and comfort? That's Kubota's BX80 series. Haul, mow, dig, plow, all from the comfort of America's best-selling subcompact tractor. Take home a dependable BX80 now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Find a Kubota dealer near you at GoKubota.com.
Ralph's Floors has been serving Whatcom County for over 50 years, assisting customers with their flooring needs with the professional service you expect. Having a hard time deciding what flooring is right for your home? The flooring experts at Ralph's Floors make it easy. As a Mohawk Color Setter dealer, they've got the largest selection of carpet north of Everett.
All pets, all accidents, all the time. Starting April 12th, the 2018 Mohawk Flooring All Pet Sale comes to Ralph's Floors. Save big on your next purchase of select Mohawk carpet or select Mohawk hard surface styles featuring all pet protection and warranty. Pet owners rejoice, bringing home the best protection against spill and stains yet with exceptional savings and special financing available through May 24th. No matter which pets you love and live with, they've got you covered with the 2018 Mohawk Flooring All Pet Sale.
Ralph's Floors, they're all about making a house a home on Front Street in Linden, or visit them online at ralphsfloors.com.
Stay connected with KGMI and get the latest breaking news and talk show topics instantly. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at KGMI Radio.
We Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. Hey, we did the auction for Habitat for Humanity. Chuck Knoyer and I, MC Auctioneers, we call ourselves. We help out charities around the community. And we did it for Habitat just a couple weeks ago. Raised about $50,000. It was a great event. But they have another wonderful event taking place today they wanted me to share with you. And that is today from 10 till 5 p.m., they are having their grand opening of the expanded Habitat store. And those of you familiar with Bellingham, the former Woodsmith building is now the expanded area for the Habitat store down downtown there on Cornwall, 1825 Cornwall. So go by, check it out. They've got all kinds of goodies. If you're looking for some economical ways of furnishing your home or all kinds of household goods, you can help out Habitat while helping your wallet today from 10 to 5 in their expanded store. Hey, I have in the studio again today as we lead up to Memorial Day, the Memorial Day Parade. I have Mac McMaster with me, and I have Maria Dahl, and just a real brief update, and then we have something very important to talk about coming up. But the parade, how are things looking? Things are rocking, right?
Things are looking great. The Marine Corps is bringing their Bearcat up, and the Army is bringing two Striker vehicles from Anacortes. And there will be a Joint Services Color Guard at the beginning of the parade, and which will represent all five services. And the core of that color guard is provided by the Battalion of Marines that's coming up here.
I think that's the first time they've had that at the parade, to have that contingent. That is fabulous. From a far field, folks are coming to this. Can be a big deal. Maria, you're up at 4 o'clock this morning working this darn parade.
This is amazing. It is not easy. Today is staging day. We are taking all the wonderful entries that have come in and putting them in an order that's going to work so that you'll have a wonderful parade coming down that route. And hopefully we'll be able to keep it in nice sequence. And
if you still want to get in entry-wise, we're getting down to the wire, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach us is through Facebook or through our email.
Our website.
Our website, which is 1335mclbellingham.com. Or you may call me personally. Area code 360-201-9111. I've enjoyed talking to you all week long, and I look forward to this next weekend.
And if you're driving down the road, don't write this down. When you get home, just Google Memorial Day Parade Bellingham. You're going to get all the information, all the links to it. So there's going to be a few flags at this parade, American flags.
Actually, and four color guards at least.
Four
so
color
far.
Guards.
So
and,
far.
And who knows how many hundreds or thousands of other flags along the parade route. Mac, you had a great idea. Let's take a few minutes of Ready Real Estate today and talk about flag etiquette. Take it away.
Okay, well, there are just a few things. When the national anthem is playing or when the colors pass by, it's customary to rise, stand, stand up, and put your hand over your heart. If you're wearing a hat, actually, your hat goes over your shoulder, so your hand is over your heart.
Even if you're a professional athlete.
Even if you're a professional
just
athlete.
Just saying. Okay. And, not that I have an opinion on that.
To show respect for the flag, and generally in this parade, it's going to be the flag is going to be carried by military members or veterans.
Excellent.
And speaking of veterans, one of the things that a lot of people don't know these days is Congress and the military services changed their regulations and laws. So veterans now are authorized to render a hand salute if they choose to do so rather than just cover their heart. And many of them have started to choose to do that now. So that's I think that's really cool, and you'll see a lot of that. Maria, you have something.
I actually wanted to ask a question. Okay. As a civilian, I mean, I enjoy watching the military and their procedures. Is it proper for a civilian to salute back?
You know, you could do that. I don't think there's anything that says you can't do that. I do know one thing, and this is a piece of trivia. When a military person in uniform greets a mother or a wife, it is considered respectful to salute them first before shaking their hand or giving them a kiss on the cheek or something. But it's considered an honor and it's considered a privilege. That goes way, way back to ancient times.
A little bit of trivia that I think is important. Right now, spring has arrived. The winter is done. The flags are not getting tethered and having to be replaced as they should be. In terms of people putting flags in the yards, we put our flag up the other day. What is the etiquette regarding when nightfall comes?
When nightfall comes, unless you have a flagpole that is lighted so that the flag is illuminated, the flag should come down at night. And in inclement weather, the flag should be brought in.
And if Uncle Bob tragically dies in a car accident, you can't put your flag at half mast. What are the criteria for seeing a flag at half mast? Because I think sometimes it gets people unaware.
It is. Generally, the rules for having a flag at half mast are when it's celebrating a military person's death or a significant public figure such as a congressman or a senator or a president or one of the president's cabinet members, those kinds of people. That's done at the discretion of the president, and the president orders when flags across the country and at federal facilities should be at half mast. Governors can do the same for flags in their state, for certain dignitaries, etc. But you should only put it at half mast when it's done at the direction of a governor or the president.
Excellent. And if your flag does need replacing, it's time to do it. How does one properly, etiquettely wise, dispose of a flag that is simply beyond its great appearance?
I'll list three really good ways to do it. The first is, and the best way, is take it to one of the veteran service organizations like the VFW, the American Legion, because all throughout the year they will collect flags. And on Flag Day, which is June 14th, and also for all you Army guys out there, the Army birthday, they have a flag burning because it is appropriate to burn a flag under circumstances when it needs to be destroyed. And it's a very moving ceremony. And I've seen them burn up to about 50 flags at a whack because they collect them all year long.
I've collected them, yeah.
But having said that, you can do that yourself. Just make sure it's done respectfully, and you can burn it, or you can actually bury a flag.
Quickly, before we go to the break, regarding the parade, we talked prior to the show. You've had some tremendous contributions on the financial side and volunteer side. On the financial side, we called out for businesses to step up, and there's a number of notable ones that really deserve our adoration and announcement, because they really made this thing go strong, stronger than probably any parade in Whatcom County history, and we're going to find that out next Saturday. But that is thanks to?
That's thanks to Sanitary Service Company of Bellingham here for stepping up and being the presenter of the parade, Brooks Manufacturing, the Rotary Clubs of Bellingham, Central Lions, Fairhaven Lions, Jaegers, Toyota of Bellingham, and Maria, you can take the list over from there.
I will. Assumption Church Parish has been so generous to us, and International Footprinters, obviously Cascade Radio Group, Laser Point Awards, Zenders Incorporated, the City of Bellingham, and Linden Tractor, just to name a few. But most of all, each and every individual that sent money in are the ones that made this parade this year.
Well, you've done in about 5 weeks' time what a lot of people said couldn't be accomplished, and what a great success. So with that, hoorah.
Hoorah!
Thank you very much. We'll be back on Radio Real Estate in just a moment or two, and we're going to be joined by Perry Eskridge, our Government Affairs Director and Executive Officer for the Whatcom County Association of Realtors, with a very special announcement. Please stay with us. Finding the right home takes buyers and sellers, real estate agents, Americans, Canadians, and the right resources to get you there. That's why I use a Pacific Northwest Homes magazine. This is Mike Kent. I've worked with Wayne and Lisa at Pacific Northwest Homes magazine for years, both in print and online. It is the area's most comprehensive guide to real estate. For home buyers and realtors, it is the most powerful tool you'll have to buy, sell, or list a home. So pick up a copy of Pacific Northwest Homes magazine today or visit them online at pnwwhomes.com.
Northwest Propane is known for longevity. Family owned and operated for more than three generations, they've been providing excellent propane services for over 70 years now. At Northwest Propane, personalized service is the cornerstone of their business. So when you're looking for quality propane services from a company you can trust, turn to Northwest Propane, the number one choice for Whatcom, Skagit, Island, and Snohomish counties since 1947. Call today for more information or online at nwpropane.net.
Interested in upgrading your home's comfort system? Now is the time to really save. With Barron Heating and Carrier's Cool Cash offer, the season to save is now. No need to wait. This is the summer to make your home feel like a picnic in the park and truly savor summer. No more uncomfortable, muggy nights keeping you up tossing and turning, and no more fussing with those portable systems that eat up your energy bill. With Barron and Carrier's Cool Cash rebates, you could qualify to save up to $1,650. Now that's some cool cash. There's never been a better time to upgrade to Carrier Comfort. This offer won't last, so call Barron Heating. Have your home performance experts, Barron Heating and Air Conditioning, install your new air conditioner today. Turn to the experts, Barron Heating and Carrier. Install a new air conditioner in your home. No more surviving the summer's heat. Savor the summer and enjoy cool comfort all season long. Call Barron today or visit barronheating.com for details.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two of our sponsors make this possible every Saturday morning. And I want to thank, first of all, Windermere Real Estate with offices located in Linden, Fairhaven, Bellingham, Birch Bay, and our newest office in Ferndale, Washington, right in front of Samuel's Furnitures, next to Starbucks there. And also, I want to thank Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine. We have committed to, because it works so well for our clients and for our business, 3 pages for the next 12 months. That's how much we believe in that magazine. And if you want to reach people in both Canada and United States, in both print and web media, that is the magazine of choice by all the top producing realtors in Whatcom County. So I am joined right now by Mr. Perry Eskridge. And Perry, it's great to hear from you. Perry, what's your full title now? You need 2 business cards, I think, to fill it all in there.
Yeah, well, I always say, you know, my title's and a dollar will get me a cup of coffee at McDonald's. I'm the executive officer for the association and the government affairs director.
And you do an outstanding job. And just, you've been with us now, going on 10 years?
This is the 10th year.
There you go.
Yeah.
Does a tremendous job. And I will, at the risk of embarrassing Perry, as we go around the state as associations and talk to different realtors and different association representatives from not just Washoe, other areas, they are envious of Whatcom County because we've got Perry. You do such an outstanding job. I just want to say on behalf of the clients, thank you, and the realtors that do their best to help those clients out with your great support. You've got a pretty big event coming up, a very important event.
We do, yes. It's going to be our second annual Private Property Rights Week event. It starts Monday, May 21st at 6 o'clock p.m. They're being held at the Pioneer Pavilion in Ferndale. That's on Cherry Street there in Pioneer Park, next door to the Senior Center there. And what it is a series of evening presentations that are designed to help Whatcom County residents learn more about land use planning and how they can use their property to meet their family's goals and needs and learn how to advocate in the government arena for those rights that they have. And so every night is broken down into a smaller group. The overarching theme this year is maintaining lifestyles in Whatcom County. So beginning on Monday, May 21st, we're going to have Ryan Erickson from the County Planning Department. Now, this is somebody you're not normally going to get an appointment with, but he's going to be there Monday night, and he's Excellent. Going to talk about navigating Whatcom County's permitting process, conditional use permits, and non-conforming uses. And he's going to, you know, be available to, first of all, he'll give a presentation about it, and then he's going to be available for questions.
Now, what time does that start on Monday? Just remind us again.
At 6 o'clock is when the doors open.
6 p.m.
And the presentation starts at 6:30 and goes until 8.
And it's at the Pioneer Museum out at Ferndale.
Yeah, Pioneer Pavilion.
Yep. Pioneer Pavilion. Same place as last year.
Right. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So that's Monday. Tuesday? Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday is going to be alternative housings and ADUs. So anybody who's interested in maybe building an ADU or finding out about the possibility of moving into an alternative housing type, you know, a cottage or a townhome or something like that, the people presenting that night will be Rose Lathrop from Sustainable Connections, who also has extensive experience in the building trades, and she's the Built Green Director for Sustainable Connections. And Yuri Burnett from Ferndale Planning Department, he's the planning director for the city of Ferndale, is going to talk about ADUs, alternative housing, how to get those zoned. They're going to talk about costs, what are the practicalities of being able to use those. So anybody who has an interest in building one of those or trying to put one on their lot, that's going to be an excellent evening to come in and talk about that. Wednesday is going to be discussions about real rural issues which are coming to the forefront. We're going to be talking about off-road vehicle parks. You know, there's a group trying to get one in Whatcom County because right now the closest one is somewhere eastern Skagit County, I believe. If you have four-wheelers or motorbikes or, you know, are interested in off-road vehicles. We're also going to talk about farm planning and farm-to-table programs and what the regulatory requirements are for all of those programs. And then Thursday night, it's going to be more interesting. I'm looking forward to this one because starting at 5 o'clock on Thursday, we're having a food truck rally. So there's going to be different food trucks out there, and people will be able to sample all kinds of foods from those places. And then, you know, again, the program will start at 6:30. But what the program is that night is a question and answer session with all of the previous speakers, where you can bring all of your questions from the week and you know, I like to call it stump the chumps. see if you can stump them with your question. And what it is, you know, it's an excellent opportunity to talk to the decision makers in Whatcom County about things that you may want to do with your property and how you go about doing that. So it's just a really great week of education and learning how to exercise your property rights.
Perry, got to ask you, can you stick around? Possession is 9/10. I have you on the show now, so I'm trying to keep you here. And because I want to talk to you a little bit after the break, if you have time to hang around with us,
sure.
About the kind of people that really should go to this, aside from the obvious. I think there's some folks out there that can really benefit. I'd like to talk about that at the end of the break.
I'd be happy to.
Okay, Perry's going to stick with us. And right now, as we do every week, we're joined by Jefferson Livingston of Pillar to Post. He has a very, very important subject to share with us this week. With our heated market, multiple offers, people try and put together the most attractive offer they can, but sometimes they take great risk. He's going to talk about that right now.
I had a realtor call me yesterday in a state of desperation. They'd recently had an inspection done on a house, and they're set to close on Monday. Well, the seller had agreed to fix quite a few items on the place, and the buyer, understandably so, didn't want to close until he was sure those things had been fixed. Well, the agent gave that home inspector a call, and he wasn't able to get out there. Not until, you know, in no time soon for the long run. Well, so he gave me a call, and we were able to get out there that same afternoon and help him out over and make sure those things had been fixed. The reason I'm saying this is with my team of 7 inspectors, when you have needs quick, we can get out there quick and respond quickly and get the things you need, because it's a real tight market and those closings can be tight and the inspection contingencies can be pretty tight too. So when you're in need of a great home inspection quickly, give us a call.
KGMI News Update.
KGMI News Time 10:31. It's 61 degrees in Bellingham, heading for a high of 67 today. Trumpets heralded the arrival of Meghan Markle as she arrived at St. George's Chapel to marry Prince Harry at 4 a.m. our time today. The leader of the Episcopal Church quoted civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. on the redemptive power of love as he blessed the marriage. Most Reverend Michael Bruce Curry, who was handpicked by the couple to deliver a sermon at their wedding, told the couple love has the power to change the world. Police say one person was killed and another wounded in a shooting between people leaving a high school graduation ceremony in Georgia yesterday. It happened on the property of Mount Zion High School, though the incident involved individuals at a graduation from another school nearby. Thomas Trawick Jr. is chief of safety and security for Clayton County Public Schools.
It was at the conclusion of the graduation itself, and we had parties who were leaving, and they came over to the overflow parking lot, which is here at Mount Zion High School, and reported that an argument broke out, which led to 2 individuals being shot.
A heavy police presence remained on that scene late through last night. The black market for marijuana is thriving in Oregon, and an oversupply of weed from growers is flowing to more than 24 states where pot remains illegal, a top federal law enforcement official said Friday. U.S. Attorney Billy Williams said the state has a significant overproduction problem and that he would prioritize enforcement of overproduction, interstate trafficking, organized crime, and cases involving underage marijuana use and environmental damage from illicit pot farms. KGMI dependable forecast. We're going to see some sunshine developing later today with a high of 67. And then going to be a nice work week as you head into that. Going to be sunny highs up to the mid-70s by the time we hit Tuesday and Wednesday. It's 61 now in Bellingham. Mike Davis, KGMI News.
All right, summer project starters, kitchen remodelers, and do-it-yourselfers, it's time to roll up your sleeves and give your home the upgrades it deserves. From DeWard & Bodie. During the Memorial Day Savings Event, achieve the kitchen of your dreams during the biggest savings event of the season. Shop the largest selection of appliance inventory available in Whatcom and Skagit counties from leading brands like Whirlpool, LG, Samsung, GE, and more. Plus high-end brands like Wolf, Thermador, and Sub-Zero, all in stock and ready for same-day pickup or free delivery. Save big on kitchen packages like up to $1,200 on select Black Slate appliances from GE. Upgrade your laundry set and get up to $300 cash back on select Maytag laundry pairs. For a limited time, pay no money down and no interest for 2 years on select items. The Memorial Day Savings Event is on now at DeWard & Bodie. Don't miss the biggest sale of the season at their stores in Bellingham and Burlington, just a half block north of Costco. Promotional offer qualifications apply. Financing OAC, minimum purchase necessary.
KGMI Sports.
On the track, all eyes are on Justify, the heavy favorite in today's Preakness race in Baltimore. Reporter Brad Tilius is covering the second jewel of racing's Triple Crown.
With his impressive performance over a sloppy track 2 weeks ago, Kentucky Derby champ Justify will face only three others back from Louisville, along with four new shooters. And with rain expected through the afternoon, the undefeated 1-2 morning line favorite is likely to see the same wet track conditions which play into his front-running style. But Good Magic, the Derby runner-up and solid 3-1 second choice, have many believing he can turn the tables in the 16th of a mile shorter race. Brad Tellius, CBS News, Baltimore.
On the diamond, Mitch Haniger's RBI double capped a five-run seventh inning as Seattle rallied for a 5-4 win last night over the Detroit Tigers. That series continues today, 5 p.m. pregame, 6:10 first pitch on our sister station, AM 1170 KPUG. On the prep side, the Meridian Trojans take on defending state champ Kings Christian in the 1A regional round of state at noon today, with the regional championship to follow if they advance. In 2A, Sehome takes on R.A. Long in their regional first round of the day. They face the winner of Fife Ellensburg later in the day for the championship if they advance. In softball, LC takes on Mount Baker today for their 1A district championship title after clinching a state berth on Thursday. On the links, seven Whatcom County golfers will compete this week at the 1A state golf tournament at Liberty Lake Golf Club in Spokane. That's Tuesday and Wednesday. Folks participating in state this year include Jake DeYoung and Nick Denadel from Linn and Christian, Carson Linville and Brennan Blankers from Nooksack Valley, Aiden Rodriguez and Quinn Murphy from Mount Baker, and Justin Gwinner from Meridian. We'll have updates on that state tournament action for you Tuesday and Wednesday here on KGMI. KGMI Dependable Forecast, going to see a sunny high of 67 today. 61 now in Bellingham. Mike Davis, KGMI News.
Luxurious waterfront condominiums nestled in the top northwest corner of Washington State. Seascape Condominiums offers spectacular views of tranquil Drayton Harbor with spacious, warm, and inviting living just steps away from the charming small-town ambiance of Blaine and only a short drive to Bellingham, White Rock, or Vancouver. Seascape Condominiums are a one-of-a-kind waterfront development. Each Seascape condo is private, secure, soundproofed, energy-efficient, spacious, and welcoming. Each residence features a gas fireplace, solid oak floors, heated bathroom tile, granite countertops, 9-foot ceilings, and more. Plus, the most important feature, front-facing ocean views. Imagine waking each morning to the sweeping view of pristine Drayton Harbor and knowing you're just minutes away from the excitement of city life or the serene wonder of Northwest nature. Seascape Condominiums offer the best of both worlds.
Only a few units remain for sale, and these residences will go fast, so schedule a tour today. Learn more at seascapebay.com.
Get news updates, hear your favorite talk shows, and listen live all day without turning a dial. Go to KGMI.com and hit Listen Live.
Everybody get up. Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I've got on the phone still Perry Eskridge. He's our Government Affairs Director, Executive Officer of the Whatcom County Association of Realtors. We're talking about, this is a really important event, folks. I went there last year. It was awesome. It's the Private Property Rights event. It's going to take place Monday through Thursday. And before I go into the list of people that I think should be there, could really benefit from it, Perry, what's it cost?
It's free.
Free. But this is...
The food truck roundup will cost you, but the programs and everything are free.
You'll pay for the tacos, but you don't have to pay for the knowledge. If you had to pay tuition, tuition would be pretty, pretty steep because you're hearing from, in many cases, the people that are in the front lines of making decisions, and particularly folks from the county. And like you say, folks you don't normally get a chance to see at the front counter.
Right, exactly.
So I think I'm going to run down a list, and you can fill in wherever I've missed spots. But I think if you're a contractor, you need to go to learn what you may be up against on that next build. If you're a developer, you want to stay abreast of what's happening in the regulatory area of things and what's happening in the marketplace. Builders, you know, even if you're just a framer, a roofer, the more knowledgeable you become about your craft extending to what you're building, the more valuable you're going to be to your employer. Homeowners, if you're worried about property rights, this is a great opportunity to learn how those things have changed. Realtors, I can't imagine a realtor not picking up at least one or two, I'll call them courses, nights at this event, because you're going to take valuable information you're going to be able to share with your clients, and your clients rely on your expertise if you want to expand on that, particularly new realtors. You'll come out of there with as much knowledge as the folks like myself that have been in it for decades, and it's going to be fresh, usable, valuable knowledge for your clients. If you're thinking about becoming a realtor, this is a great way to immerse yourself into the environment of the things we do well beyond putting a sign in the front yard, what it really takes to bring a piece of dirt to the American dream and complete that. If you're involved in any aspect of government, local government, for example, if you're thinking about running for office, this has to be the event to prepare yourself for the upcoming forums and whatnot, where you're going to get those challenging questions about one of the most important aspects of quality of life in our community, and that's home ownership. This is going to be a great, great tool. Who have I left out?
Well, you know, like I was saying, I think everybody out there would benefit from this, and I'll give you a little bit of a case in point. I don't know how much time I've got, but
you got all the time you need, my friend.
Okay, what a lot of people don't know, because this case went under the radar, is the Second Court of Appeals in Washington last year decided a case where the holding, the decision of the court, was that property is no longer a fundamental right in Washington state. Now, this is a wholesale departure from our view on property rights historically from time memorial. And, you know, the Pacific Legal Foundation appealed that case up to the Washington Supreme Court, and the Washington Supreme Court let the decision stand. And so now that case is being petitioned to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's that important. And what I don't think a lot of people realize is that the ability to own and enjoy private property, which was a fundamental cornerstone of our republic when it was founded, is under constant attack. And at least in Washington state right now, there is a court case out there that takes it away. And that is a wholesale change in government's attitudes towards property rights. So I think people need to attend this, see what's coming down the way, see what regulation is doing to your ability to use and enjoy private property to achieve your goals, and get a level of information where you can springboard off into knowing more about what's going on. You know, the American dream has forever been to own your own home, own your own property, use that property to better your life. And, you know, at least with this case, I haven't read the whole thing yet, but what I've read so far is incredibly disturbing.
Do you think, in short, do you think this is just an oversight and they haven't kept the importance of the language in the forefront, or do you think this is intentional?
I think it's intentional. You know, it's very rare that an entire right leaves immediately, you know, and all in one piece. This case actually involved a shoreline permit where a local government came in and said, it doesn't matter if you are an industrial user, you know, a BP refinery, or if you own a house, we're going to take 150 feet of your property around, you know, critical areas, what we deem to be critical areas, and you have to deed that to the government. and we're not going to pay you for it.
But they can continue to tax you for it, I'm sure.
Yeah, you will still pay taxes on it, but you can't use it, and nobody else gets to use it. And people were, you know, obviously upset about that provision in there. I mean, that's not even Whatcom County, which I think has kind of a draconian approach to some of these regulations. Yeah. They don't even have that level of regulation.
A good example.
The court said, you know what? That's okay. We agree with that. That's fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody couldn't believe that was the decision. So.
You know, I had an example earlier this week as to how these things that happen in Olympia and beyond impact folks and surprises them. Had a piece of property we've got for sale. It has a small creek, seasonal creek, that goes diagonally through the property, like from corner to corner diagonally.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And we have an offer on the property. We're going back and forth. And it's interesting because the owner said, well, isn't this property worth more because it has a creek? And aesthetically, no. It makes perfect sense, but no.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. You've taken a 300-foot swath diagonally through the entire property through the acreage. So, yeah,
well,
there was
a
day.
Somebody recently, they had a seasonal creek, and it was culverted, you know, and the regulations are that you need to take that culvert out to allow fish passage. And so they wanted to put a bridge in so they could access the other half of the parcel. You know, and they were going to use a daylight deck and all that sort of good stuff. And the regulatory authority said absolutely not.
Yep.
So on a 30-acre parcel, you know, in city limits, I won't say what city, they're only going to be able to put in about 60 homes. That's ridiculous. You know, and people wonder why we have a housing crisis.
Yeah.
There it is.
Absolutely. Hey, we come after the break, I want to shift gears a little bit while I've got you here. I want to talk about realtors and realtor role and the significance they play in the housing market. I've got some trivia from the NAR that you're probably well aware of, but I want to exchange some facts with you. I think the listeners will find very, very interesting as soon as we come back. Please stay with us.
What is Freemasonry?
It helps me bring out the better man that was within me.
You get the opportunity to do things for family. You get opportunity to do things for community. And more importantly, it helps you look into yourself.
I think that it makes me want to be a better person for my friends as well as my family.
Learn more at freemason-wa.org.
Do you need a home inspection? Are you buying or selling a property? Pillar to Post, the leader in home inspections, can help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Pillar to Post will give you a clear, unbiased evaluation of a home's condition. Their inspectors are fully trained, certified, and insured. State-of-the-art equipment is used, including moisture meters, temperature sensors, and carbon monoxide detectors. The report contains photographs of problems and gives you the knowledge you need to make an informed decision. For professional inspection services you can trust, contact Pillar to Post online at pillartopost.com.
Get local news, weather, sports, and all the information you need instantly. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and at KGMI.com.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two more of our sponsors. First of all, Linden Sheet Metal. They are located at the corner of Guide and Main. And if you are getting ready to consider with these warmer days, air conditioning, they have the solution both economically and easily to be able to get an air conditioning system into your home, particularly if it's already got ductwork. It's a real simple add. And if you're doing any sheet metal work, maybe you can do an outdoor fireplace, an indoor fireplace, anything to do with heating and home comfort, they can take care of. That's Linden Sheet Metal. Also, I want to thank the good folks over at the Bank of Pacifica, Mr. Mike Gish in particular. Rates have gone up a little bit. They're probably the highest they've been in about 7 years, but they're still extremely low. But don't wait around. Get on the phone. In 5 minutes' time, you'll find out whether it makes sense to refinance, whether it's time to move up, move down, or maybe buy your very first house. And if you know someone thinking about buying a home, particularly if it's maybe a family member, friend, you take them by the hand and you take them down to the Bank of Pacific, and in a very, very short period of time, you might find information that could change their financial life and help them attain the American dream. It's a lot easier than you think, folks. I've got Perry Eskridge, our executive director and our government affairs director for the Whatcom County Association of Realtors. Perry, we're part of a pretty big group of people, a big club, if you will. There's some stats that have come out.
Over a million strong.
That's right. As of May 1st, we have 1,303,000 762 members of the National Association of Realtors, and it is more than half of the licensed agents by far. And how does that compare with past years? Obviously, the market's up. I'll use the local association. Where are we at currently at the local association membership-wise as realtors?
Currently, we have 764. Somebody just called and asked this question yesterday, so I actually know the answer.
764, and we
764, because it changes on almost a daily basis.
Well, sure.
You know, people getting in and out of the business. So that represents, my estimate is about 95% of real estate professionals in Whatcom County. There's a distinction there that not a lot of people realize, but. Not, you know, I say all realtors are real estate professionals, but not all real estate professionals are realtors. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And at the low point, we were what, down in the 300s when the market was in the tank?
Yeah, it actually was closer to 400. I think it was like 420.
Wow.
Was around 2008, 2009.
Yeah. Pretty challenging right now for the new realtors going out there to get established because you've got. You know, 700 plus agents, and listing wise, if you did it, listings per agent, it's pretty slim pickings.
It really is. You know, when you look at the production numbers from the various brokers too, you realize, you know, it's like any organization, 20% of the people are doing 80% of the work. And so, you know, people getting into the industry now are facing an uphill battle. My advice to them actually has been, if you're coming into the industry, you need to find, you know, an old timer, somebody that's been here for a long time and knows the ropes, has been through at least a couple of these cycles.
Ups and downs. Yeah.
And can guide you on what to do with these things. Because there are, you know, techniques, there are aspects of the trade that if you know how to work them well, you can even out those hills and valleys in your profession and make a more stable, you know, predictable life for yourself. But it's a lot of work. You know, the consumers are infinitely more informed today than they are. Most of them are using the internet to do their preliminary house searches. And a lot of people think, you know, the internet's going to take over the role of the realtor. But the reality of it is that still 70% of people that are looking for a home will do their initial searches on the internet, but then they need to go to a realtor to finish it off.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Do the contracts and what have you. Because I always tell people, you know, realtors operate in the gray. If you know a sale is going to be perfect and your loan funds are going to come through and the inspection is going to reveal not a single problem with the house and it's going to appraise for what your loan is, then maybe you don't need to worry about a realtor. But if you're buying a house that's, you know, older than brand new and you're using a loan product that maybe isn't quite as conventional, or, you know, you're wondering whether or not you're paying too much for the house and it's going to appraise for the loan amount, well, then you need a realtor. You need somebody who's going to be on your side and taking care of those issues when they arise.
You know, we're a little bit like doctors, and a person shared this analogy with me not too long ago. A doctor goes to many, many years of schooling and internship and a residency, not to learn how to be a doctor when things go right, but to know what to do when things go wrong. And real estate's the same way. Real estate is a pretty easy profession if every deal went perfectly smooth.
Yeah.
And few deals do. And that's where you need a realtor who's got some experience, a realtor that knows what to do when suddenly they find out that the bank is not approving the buyer 3 days before closing, or you find out that the owner of the house has just passed away and they're closing 2 days later. I mean, there's all kinds of things that pop up. It's kind of like the whack-a-mole at the fair. You think everything is going great and suddenly the things are happening. That's where having a professional really, really, really helps. And,
well, you know, I remember a case recently that I had where the parcel sold. It's a beautiful piece of property up off of U Street. Very seasoned realtor. They had done all their due diligence, except they hadn't checked to see whether or not they had legal access to the parcel.
Oh, no.
And they did not.
Wow.
So 2 weeks before closing, I came in and helped them negotiate easements across 5 lots.
My goodness. Because they didn't have a helicopter.
Get a driveway across
yeah.
there.
Goodness gracious. Hey, can you...
I mean, that's coordinating the surveyor, the lawyer, and, you know, the title company to file all of this stuff. Plus, it's going to cost you some money.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something buyers usually plan on or sellers plan on spending.
Hey, now that I got you here, can I keep you to the top of the hour if we come back from the break?
Sure, why not?
Okay, we'll continue with Perry Eskridge as soon as we come back. Please stay with us.
A jolly good morning to you, dear neighbor. I'm pleased to report that we've got some great news.
Let me guess. You finally went out and bought an American Standard heat pump from Linden Sheet Metal.
Indeed we did, and I must say it's been an absolute delight.
I'm so glad it's working well for you.
It is. It's simply wonderful. And even better, now that we have our American Standard heat pump installed and ready to go, we know we can handle any hot summer weather.
Plus, that lovely woman Rose gave us such a good deal, and they installed it in a jiff, and it's all thanks to you.
Well, that's what neighbors are for, and the American Standard heat pump is a great investment.
Time is running out. Get your heat pump installed this spring before it gets hot. During the month of May, you can save up to $900 off the installation of a new air conditioner or heat pump. Call Linden Sheet Metal today. Linden Sheet Metal, on the corner of Guide and Main beside John Deere.
Believe it or not, mortgage rates have dropped recently, so it may be time to buy a home or consider refinancing to lower your payments on your current home. A variety of loan programs are available, offering terms, rates, and down payment options to fit most budgets. You can even apply for your loan directly online. Just go to bankofthepacific.com or give your local branch a call to set an appointment. Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417-480. All loans are subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions apply.
Get local news, weather, sports, and all the information you need instantly. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and at KGMI.com.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I'm fortunate enough, and our listeners are fortunate enough, we have Perry Eskridge, and I asked him to stay on. You know, a couple things, too, Perry. It's kind of neat. I'm reading these stats from NAR. When you become a licensed agent, you got some choices on where to hang your brokerage because there's 86,004 real estate brokerages in the United States. I'm not sure how many there are currently in Whatcom County, but there's a bunch. And there's all kinds of choices. You can go from an internet presence like eXp to a Windermere, a Century 21, a more traditional model. And like all things, when you have too many choices, you really got to do your homework.
Yeah, exactly. I always tell people, you know, it's a good thing to know yourself before you decide what brokerage you're going to be in. You know, some of them are very small and almost boutique-like, and so you want to have to focus on those types of properties. You know, we have some brokerages that specialize just in rural land and farming operations, and then we have others that specialize just in urban areas and really like to focus on condominiums and that sort of stuff. So it depends really on what type of client you want to work with, what type of property you want to specialize, because every one of those brings a whole set of knowledge that you have to be aware of. You know, I always tell people, if you're looking at raw land, don't pick an urban realtor.
Yeah,
because
that makes sense.
They may not know exactly what to do. I mean, in most of the realtors that I know, if they have a client that all of a sudden switches, you know, real estate types, they will associate with somebody else from another brokerage that they know knows the ropes and work with that person to make sure that that client gets the best representation in the transaction. So it's a little bit tough. I encourage people to interview with the designated brokers and you know, really decide what's for them. I mean, the fee structures in the various brokerages that brokers pay differ immensely. I mean, it's just, you know, each is as unique as the broker that runs it.
You know, and I've been asked over the years, working with David Hutton in his class and that, we'll go as a guest sometimes and talk about the business to the incoming realtors. And there's really only one thing that is consistently standing out. If you want to be a successful realtor broker, it's hard work. It's hard work, and you got to be committed.
Very hard work.
And you got to have tenacity, but I still to this day put in about six and a half hours a day. Now I'll take a few days off so I don't burn myself out, but it takes hard work. You got to be there for your clients when they need them. And it's not as easy as it looks from the outside. I suggest
well, you
anyone
know, the, Yeah, the realtors I know, they don't just sit at their office and answer phone calls and fill out paperwork.
No.
You know, your client, they may not be available until 9 o'clock at night to go look at a house.
Yep. Yep.
That means you've got to be there.
That's right.
You know, I mean, realtors work 24/7 sometimes. I mean, I've been at conventions, you know, where we're supposed to be focusing on, on business, and I'm sitting right next to a broker who's reviewing contracts.
On his iPhone.
You know? Yeah.
Or sending a ThunderSign document. Yeah.
Yeah, trying to get this done. They'll get up and leave because all of a sudden their inspection came back bad and they need to put out fires, you know? It doesn't matter. It's you're always on. You're always working for your client.
And a shout out to the spouses of realtors. They're a special group of people. They are probably the most patient people on the planet.
Yes.
Hey, another thing too. Before we run to the end here, another thing too. When you're picking your brokerage, there are many brokerages that are involved in charitable things. I'm going to use this opportunity, a bit of a segue. I want to let people know. I found out last night. June 2nd, June 3rd, Saturday, Sunday, there's going to be a special event that's going to take place up at the Cost Cutter parking lot next to the Dollar Tree store in Blaine, and it's the Wild Bird Charity, and that's not about birds. They're doing packages for the homeless. They're hygiene packages for the homeless. They need your help. Go to the dollar store on 2nd and 3rd, and these folks do the toughest job of all and go out, help people no matter where they may be, and help them with these hygiene packages, so I promise I would do that. The reason I'm bringing this up is a lot of the brokerages, Windermere included. We have our Windermere Community Service Day. Coldwell Banker does it. Remax does it. Keller Williams does it. A lot of them, you may want to choose a brokerage, I would recommend it, that does something for the community at the same time. So it's not just about the dollar. It's about the overall good, which is far more rewarding.
You can find a brokerage that matches your own philosophical ideas about how you treat people and what you do and giving back to your community. You know, we actually in the association recognize the realtor each year that we think gave the most back to the community. So,
yep, absolutely. Hey, Perry, I want to thank you so much. You have a great week. I want to talk to you soon.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Yep.
And I'll be out at Simeon Shore from noon till 5 p.m. We're out there every single day. We'll be out there today enjoying this wonderful weather. Come out, say hi, and check out our brand new model units. Again, today from noon to 5 p.m. out in Simeon Smith. Thank you so much for listening.
Bellingham.
HD2, 92.9 KISM.
And 96.5 FM in Bellingham.